Much of Maine's lobster fishery is losing, at least temporarily, an internationally recognized rating as a sustainably fished resource. The suspension comes in the wake of a federal judge's ruling that the risk posed by lobster trap ropes to endangered North Atlantic right whales violates federal law. Fred Bever has details.
Since 2013, the London-based Marine Stewardship Council has been awarding its blue seal of approval to lobsters caught and handled by a consortium of Maine lobstermen, processors, and dealers who are members of the Maine Certified Sustainable Lobster Association. The MSC label certifies that a seafood product is wild, traceable, and sustainable, and some Maine businesses, such as Luke's Lobster, actively use it in their marketing. MSC spokeswoman Jackie Marks says in most respects, Maine's lobstermen are exemplary stewards of the lobster population, thanks to conservation practices that date back more than a century.
Their practices have been pretty solid, and they are sort of seen as an iconic American fishery that has been doing well.
But scientists and conservationists say that the ropes and buoys Maine lobstermen use to haul their traps pose a risk of deadly entanglements for the roughly 400 North Atlantic right whales left on the planet. And in April, a federal judge ruled that federal regulators violated the Endangered Species Act by authorizing the American lobster fishery. That ruling, Mark says, put the Maine fishery out of compliance with one of the MSC certification standards that a fishery not harm what she calls non-target, threatened, or endangered species, such as the right whales.
Making sure that other non-target species are healthy and the ecosystem itself is healthy.
Many in the lobster industry may shrug off the suspension, with the lawsuit itself presenting a more direct threat to their businesses. But at Luke's Lobster, a marquee lobster purveyor to the world, it does matter. Company co-founder Ben Conniff says the MSC label is a useful marker for consumers and buyers who care about sustainability, but who don't have time to do the research themselves.
It's really when you look at a retailer that has thousands of products on its shelves that they're more reliant on a certification like this to tell that shorthand message. So it's going to be a lot more work to help folks like that continue to educate consumers on why a fishery is sustainable without that immediate, seal of approval on the box.
As for the potential lobster roll eater who might worry about doing harm to the whales, Conniff responds with what most of Maine's lobster industry maintains, that there is no evidence that the state's fleet is causing the species decline.
We want to do everything that's necessary to make sure that that population is sustained and rebounds. And I think were there evidence that Maine lobstermen were posing a risk, this would be a different conversation. But right now, we know we're not.
MSC spokeswoman Jackie Marks emphasizes that certified fisheries often get suspended and then recertified as they fall out of compliance with certain standards, but then propose and enact new sustainability plans. Maine's lobster industry may have to wait, though, until the federal government finalizes its plan to comply with the Endangered Species Act, which federal regulators say might not happen until May of 2021. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.